Lord Jesus Christ, King of endless glory. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jacob was the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary. Of her was born Jesus, who was called the Christ. Now this is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. When his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found with child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Such was his intention when, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home. For it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. When Joseph awoke, he did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him, and took his wife into his home. The Gospel of the Lord. Today on this feast of St. Joseph, we celebrate him with special devotion because it is the 150th anniversary this year of his being named the patron of the Universal Church. In 1870, the church was being assailed on the inside and on the out. The inside with lots of crises of faith, especially the crisis of rationalism, and outside by civil powers trying to destroy the papal city-states and unite Italy. And in that double threat, Pope Pius IX placed the Church under the protection of St. Joseph. Pope Leo XIII, 17 years later, commented why. St. Joseph was the great protector of the Holy Family. He gave everything in order to protect Mary and Jesus, to protect Mary from shame and from stoning after she had become pregnant by means other than by him. He protected Jesus, leaving everything behind and going through the desert into Egypt in order to bring them to safety. And Pope Leo XIII asked, if God the Father placed his son and his son's mother under St. Joseph's protection, and if he proved so fit for that task, why should the mystical body of Jesus not be placed under that same protection, especially in times of greatest need? St. John Paul II, 100 years after Pope Leo XIII said those words, gave us a beautiful apostolic exhortation on St. Joseph, Redemptoris Custos, it was called, the guardian of the Redeemer, in which he said, the whole church today needs to look anew to St. Joseph as our protector, but not just as our protector, but as our example. We need to follow the way he related to Jesus. We need to follow the way he related to God the Father. We need to follow the way he related to the Blessed Virgin Mary. First, the way that he followed God the Father. St. Matthew uses the most famous adjective with reference to St. Joseph in today's Gospel. He was a just or a righteous man. He was right with the Lord. He lived by the Lord's law. He lived according to his image. Pope Benedict in 2009, when he was in Cameroon on this very day, said that Joseph was a just man because he constantly adjusted his life to what the Lord was asking at any moment. The Lord in a dream appeared and said, don't be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home, because it's by the Holy Spirit that she has conceived this child. He did. When God appeared to him in a dream, saying, get up right now and flee with the child and his mother into Egypt, for Herod seeks to kill him. Just think about that for a second. What that means in a pre-Freudian age. He's not deconstructing the dream as if it was some type of projection of his subconscious. If you got a dream last night saying, pack up, and because of the coronavirus, walk to Nevada, you'd probably wake up and want to speak to a priest about it and see if you can get some type of dispensation. But listen, Joseph got up and he immediately adjusted. St. Peter Chrysologus commented 1600 years ago. Just think about what that meant. For God to sound the alarm in the middle of the night, saying, my child is in danger. Joseph, I need you to protect my child right now. And that's when Joseph got up, took Mary and Jesus, and fled at that minute. God could have tipped Joseph off in the first dream, so that he wasn't so shocked when Mary returned from the visitation, very pregnant. Could have tipped him off in the second dream and given him a little fear warning. But he didn't, because God knew that Joseph was a just man who would respond promptly, adjusting his entire life to what the Lord's will was. We see he did the same thing on the third dream, when in Egypt God appeared and said, get up and take the child and his mother back, and don't go to Bethlehem because Herod's son seeks to kill the child, but go to Nazareth, and that's where Joseph went with Jesus and Mary. He was in right relation with God the Father. He was in right relation with God the Son, giving him the type of adoration and love with which we should all give him, protecting him as we always need to protect him, especially in the sacraments and in the vulnerable in whose image he constantly comes to us. He shows us an example how to relate to the Blessed Virgin Mary with incredible love. I've been very moved over the last couple of years reading In Sinu Jesu, that book of meditations of a priest that he's received at prayer. It might be interior locutions, or it might be just his really deep, biased thoughts. But nevertheless, this monk believes he was told by Jesus that he wants priests, and with priests the whole church, to relate to Mary not just as the model disciple, not just as the mother Jesus gave us from the cross, but also as virginal spouse. To relate to Mary as this, in this sense of totally committed spousal love. We could talk about that as a beautiful application of what it means to be totally consecrated to Mary, as Joseph was. But nevertheless, the only one who can teach us how to relate to Mary in that way is Joseph, whom the Church proposes anew as our example. The saints across the centuries have reflected a lot on what it would have been like for Joseph in the joyful mysteries. What it would have been like for him, especially in the mystery of the Nativity. Saint Simeon rejoiced and gave his nunc dimittis to be able to hold the baby Jesus in his arms for a moment. Joseph was able to do that every day of Jesus' infancy, several times a day. What an incredible gift that was to him. What a great example for us about how to hold Jesus with great love. We're now living at a time in which it's not easy to get to Mass. It's not easy to have this awesome privilege. St. Joseph will help us so that this gift never becomes stale. Today, as we pray for the entire church, we pray for the world with regard to the coronavirus, we go back to that inspiration of Blessed Pius IX 150 years ago to place the church and the world under the patronage of St. Joseph, the great provider and protector of the Holy Family, the great provider and protector of the Church. We need him for the threat of the coronavirus. We also need him for the church to become as courageous as he is. If he were still on earth, he could do nothing against the coronavirus. He could do something against the Herods of the day and take action, but he couldn't do anything against something that attacks like a virus. But that's no longer any obstacle to him, because he set the right side of that same boy whom he lovingly embraced, and whom St. Joseph rejoices that we're going to be able to embrace on the outside in the inn. St. Joseph is our patron and our example. On this is feast day, let us consecrate ourselves to that protection and provision, because just as God the Father has provided him to the Holy Family, so Jesus provides him to the Holy Family of the Church. Praise be Jesus Christ.